Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a Michigan Senate committee has approved a Convention of States resolution. What exactly does that mean? And it looks like there will be another question on your ballot in November regarding privacy. Two, a new poll shows Americans want major police reform and more focus on serious crime. But is anything possible out of Washington after Democrats blocked even starting debate on a bill in the Senate? And number one, a story perhaps you'll hear only right here. A Milwaukee mob burning down a home in a mistaken attempt at vigilante justice. Details to come. Plus, no police for you, but private security for them. It's happening in Minneapolis. Welcome to Tuesday morning. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. What a beautiful morning. I just poked my head out of the studio for a moment, looked outside. Nice sunrise down here in Hillsdale on what should be another steamy, hot day, at least here in the south central portion of the state of Michigan. We're into a string of high 80s and low 90s down here, and that is far too hot for me. I'll be staying inside most of the time. Thank you very much. Coming up this hour on the Steve Gruber Show, Dr. Mitchell Elkin, president of the American Heart Association, talk about hospitals still being the safest place for medical emergencies, which sounds logical, but make sure you know that. Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence from Michigan's 14th District will join us talking police reform and what the House has done. Mark Meckler, president of the Convention of States Action, again, talking about what just happened in Michigan with that Senate committee passing a Convention of States resolution, and much more to come as well. I was not aware of the story I'm about to tell you about until I saw it via Cam Edwards, buddy who's been a guest on Political Beats. We talked about Fountains of Wayne on the old Political Beats podcast via National Review with Cam Edwards. He runs the Bearing Arms site, bearingarms.com. Milwaukee mob burns down home in mistaken attempt at vigilante justice. Cam Edwards says the madness of crowds on full display in Milwaukee, Wisconsin this past week as an investigation into the whereabouts of two missing teens ended up with shots fired, a rampaging mob, and several families left homeless after rioters burned down their shelter in an act of mistaken identity and vigilante justice. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, police searched the home in question last Tuesday morning looking for the missing teens but found no evidence they had ever been there. Unsatisfied, the paper reports a group of onlookers began searching the home, which the last time I checked, Cam Edwards checked, is called breaking and entering. The Journal Sentinel says by the time hours of chaos ended, have you heard about this? I had not heard about this. Three people had been shot, including two 14-year-olds, 10 officers, and a firefighter were injured. An unknown number of others were hurt by the tear gas and rubber bullets that police fired into the scattered crowd. The girls, aged 13 and 15, eventually found by one of their mothers more than 3 miles away. Police say there was no indication the girls ever were there or that the house was used for such activity. The Milwaukee paper, Cam Edwards says, glosses over what's called hours of chaos. But a report by the Milwaukee Police Department provides some harrowing details. Listen to this. This is from the Milwaukee Police Department on what happened during those hours of chaos. Crowd continued to grow. Individuals began to throw bricks and pieces of concrete at officers, which resulted in two officers being injured. Due to the large crowd and unruly behavior, officers who were on the location requested backup. Prior to the additional officers arriving, the crowd surrounded the rear of the residence and set a couch, a vehicle, and a residence on fire. Milwaukee police had to escort members of the Milwaukee Fire Department to the scene for them to be able to safely extinguish the fire. As a result, one member of the Milwaukee Fire Department sustained a non-life-threatening injury. During the incident, several shots were fired by individuals in the crowd. Three individuals sustained non-life-threatening gunshot injuries. Victims are expected to survive. A total of 10 officers sustained injuries. Later on in the evening, the crowd returned and reignited the fire to the residence. Officers intervened, but Three officers, again, were injured by individuals who were in the crowd and who struck them with bricks. This is Milwaukee. By the time the girls were found, Cam Edwards writes, the home that some of the crowd suspected of being a den of sex traffickers had gone up in smoke, leaving Jaleesa Hall and her family with nowhere to stay and virtually all of their possessions destroyed. Hall had left her home a couple of days earlier to give birth at a local hospital and watched on TV as her home was set ablaze. Local activists say the home was long suspected to be a hub for sex trafficking, but Hall, who lives there, and the upstairs unit said she had not seen any suspicious activity. She has a two-year-old and a newborn baby. She said she would not have felt safe living in the unit if she believed her neighbors were engaging in such activity. But rumors took hold on social media. Details morphed over time about missing children and what was inside. After Hall shared her story, this is just a sign of the times. After Hall shared her story, people on social media began calling her a fraud, speculating she did not actually live in the house. Cam Edwards, this just happened a couple of nights ago. According to Cam Edwards, BearingArms.com, mobs rarely listen to reason, not known for their critical thinking skills, which is why mobs are bad. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, at least as far as I've seen in canvassing, hasn't said a word about the mob that injured officers and set fire to the home on the streets of Milwaukee. I bet you had not heard anything about that story. I hadn't, and I'm paying attention to stuff like this, thanks to Cam Edwards. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, remember, Minneapolis council members are doing away with police, right? They voted, moving in that direction. Well, guess what the Minneapolis City Council needs? Protection. So they've hired private security. The city of Minneapolis is spending $4,500 per day for private security for three council members. It's cost the city $63,000 in taxpayer money over the past 3 weeks. The three council members receiving security have been outspoken proponents of defunding the Minneapolis Police Department. Felipe Cunningham, one of the council members, declined to discuss security measures, but said security is only temporary. Another councilwoman said she had been asking for security since she was sworn in. If only there were some entity around to provide security. Asked why Minneapolis police are not providing security services to the three council members, a city spokesperson said MPD resources are needed in the community. The hourly cost of private security is similar to the cost for a police officer, according to a spokesperson. But a spokesperson for Minneapolis police told Fox 9 in Minnesota the department does not have any recent police reports of threats against council members, though it is possible a report could have been filed confidentially. No police for you, Minneapolis community. The council members will make sure of it, but they do feel the need for private security for themselves. You see how it all makes sense, don't you? Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Helping those who need it most while building a better future. That's what Michiganders do. And it's what DTE is doing today. Giving 2 million masks to frontline workers and 600,000 to small businesses. Providing tablets and internet access so 51,000 school children can learn at home. And helping over 500,000 families across the state with food and shelter. Because for Michigan, we're always all in. DTE. DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. And together, you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.